Go out and buy what you want. Don't worry about price. Why? Because interest rates are lowest that they've ever been. Go out and find the house that you want. And price will be secondary because you can go get a loan to buy that.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week. I'm your host, Mike Butler, and today we're going to kick off a four-part series on this question here. Okay, here's the question. Would you borrow $1 million if you could get it at 3% fixed for 30 years? Now, we're going to break it down into four parts because I believe with what's going on right now in our world, in America right now, we've been hearing all kinds of, let's say, forecast that something big's going to happen in October. Well, it's still October, the last week of it. And guess what happened starting yesterday, a few days before that? We've got all this stuff that's trickling up as far as affecting our economy. But let me give you the four-part series we're going to go through first. Number one is going to be family members, loved ones, and friends. It's time to take action for them. And I feel compelled for you to help them prevent missing a financial opportunity. Now, number two is back in our department. Brand new investors, if you've been in a business less than 2 years, part two is going to be dealing with what you should do and why. Part three is going to be varsity investors. So you've already got a number of rentals and you're still growing your business. That's going to be part three. And then number four, we're going to call it the veteran, the seasoned, the old pro investor who's pretty close to, or you could choose to say, stick a fork in me, I'm done. So we're going to cover these four parts. And right now in this session, we're going to cover family members and friends. It's time for them to take action. Now, what prompted me to make this a four-part series instead of a three-part series is I attended my younger sister's birthday party yesterday with all of my seven brothers and sisters, and it was wonderful, and we just had a great time. And she had been talking about wanting to sell her house, and her fiance, he's owned his home for 40 years, and she doesn't like her house because it sits on a hill. She feels like there's too much maintenance, blah, 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 blah. Well, I feel compelled, and I want you to feel compelled. If you've got any family members or friends sort of similar in this boat, and back in the days, that was with my parents too, in their home. So we don't want to talk down to them. We want to talk up to them and offer your assistance and give them some financial guidance on why they might want to take action right now. So as we get older, and you new investors, that you all, this probably doesn't pertain to you, but it does pertain to your parents, okay? So we want to get away from steps, and we want to get away from high maintenance property and things like that, or a high maintenance yard. So what we've seen, and everybody's seen this in your town and my town, is folks graduate when they have empty nesters. They'll graduate from the big two-story behemoth monster or what have you, or the story and a half ranch or the walkout ranch. And they get what we'll call, let's say, patio homes, one-story homes. Somebody takes care of all the maintenance on the outside. And so that's what they are going to do. But when should they sell the home that they have now? That's the big thing. Well, they want to play ostrich. That's a huge financial decision for them. And those of us have been in this business for a while, including you new investors, if you're doing a number of deals, doing another deal, doing a closing, buying a property, selling a property, we put that like on autopilot. So we get immune to the huge frustration, the huge pressure, just feeling overwhelmed with everything going on, especially if you're buying and selling. Poor old Beth, my wife, her mother's going through the same thing. We convinced her to sell her two-story behemoth and to buy something a little newer, but she's just wearing Beth out. So anyway, here's where I offered to help. I reminded my sister one more time. And at the birthday party, I just sent her a text, even though we're sitting across the table from each other. And I said, now is the time for you to sell your home. And her fiance's name is Michael. And Michael needs to sell his home. And then you can pull your resources together and get a home that you want. Okay. Not the dream house. Okay. Not something you're going to see on the Lifestyle Rich and Famous, but get a home that you want. It accommodates you and your no steps, whatever. But price is secondary. And here's why. Right now, we've never had this in our real estate market that we've got right now. And that is lowest interest rates ever, ever recorded in history, ever in history. Prices at an all-time high. There's not enough houses for sale, and there's too many buyers, including all of these new investors from both your town and out of state. Now, what happens when we have that kind of a market? Prices go up. My little brother, I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not, he wants to get out of the South End, and so he moved over to Canada, the southernmost province called Indiana, and he's building a new home over there. So I helped my little brother. We put his house on the market. He wanted to sell it for a lot less. I did, and he was scared to ask me because I was too busy, he thought. So I helped him. We get a lot higher price. And guess what? He got like 30 showings in the first 48 hours, had three or four offers come in, and one person offered $10,000 above the asking price with no inspections, as is, and closed like in, I don't know, 14 or 15 days. That's pretty strong. So he was shocked. So we can do the same thing for our family members, our loved ones, somebody that you know and that you love that needs to get out of that house that they're in right now. And they need to get something that's more accommodating to them. And there's all kinds of variables. It could be neighborhoods gone downhill. It could be the style of the home is too much maintenance for them, whatever. Okay. Steps, all this kind of stuff. So I wouldn't say I talked to her fiance yesterday in detail. And he's like, wow, we were never taught that. I never learned that. So I'm going to try to give you the short version here because these things are supposed to be short and I'm looking at my clock. Oh my. Okay. So here's the deal. My sister's house sits on a hill. And when she bought that thing probably 35, 40 years ago, I told her not to because it was sitting on a hill and it had a bunch of trees and I just figured how many. But anyway, so she bought that and that's where she's living now. And she's had trouble with the foundation slipping and dropping. And she's had to have these companies come out and put piers down and jack it back up and all this stuff. And she thinks she has to have this house in pristine condition before she can sell it for a decent price. And that's not the case right now at all. So anyway, there's a lifetime guarantee with those pier things, even if they start settling again. So that's transferable. She's scared. That's a big move. Sell this home, buy another home. And so I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to Michael. So here's the deal. What I told them both was, we need to get your houses on the market now. And Michael has had his for 40 years. Michelle might have had hers for 40 years. And we need to sell them. Yeah, the market's great. Let's sell them for whatever we can. And don't worry too much about price. Now, I'm not saying take a bath, but if the top dollar, if more than market value is, let's say that they could sell a house for, gosh, I don't know, $400,000 each of them. Okay. If that's what everybody's getting for a pristine house, okay, take $385,000 if it has any kind of issues or something like that. You're still getting a good price for it. Now they've got their houses paid for. So now what they're thinking is they can pull the resources and not go out and buy an $800,000 house, but maybe they could go out and buy a $400,000 or $500,000 house that has all the accommodations that they want and need at their age. Makes sense. Patio home, one-story home, town home. Well, town home has steps, so we don't want to do that. So then I said, go out and buy what you want. Don't worry about price. Why? Because interest rates are lowest that they've ever been. Go out and find the house that you want. And price will be secondary because guess what? Then you can go get a loan to buy that. And I encourage him. He says, well, why do I want to do that? I don't want to get another loan. Okay, listen up though. I just heard this morning that the 30-year fixed rate loan on a home, on a residential property owner-occupant is like 2.95% or something like that. Let's call it 3%. So if they could borrow 80% of their purchase price for 3%, they get to hang on to all that cash that they have, right? Yeah, they get to hang on to all that cash. Now, all they got to do, and I helped explain this to him, and I said, I can help you out. You're going to get to use their money at 3% interest. All you got to do is do something simple without any risk, reduce your risk. And as long as you can make more than 3%, you're using their money to make money. And so I told him about me being a hard money lender, and I would loan money out at 15%. If I loan it out at 15% and the money costs me 3%, that means I'm making 12%. So 1% of whatever that loan balances, I mean, I could make every month just by loaning that same amount of money out, and they're going to have a stockpile of cash. All right. So let's break this down to get my sister and her fiance to understand this. So when we tell them to borrow as much as you can for as long as you can, that terrifies them because of the way we were raised. Our generation was raised with caveman depression era financial strategies, okay, and financial do's and don'ts. And one is pay as you go, get rid of debt. I'm all for that, okay? But if the debt is next to zero, use their money. My gosh. So here's a test question. And this test question here, I have a policy, my personal financial policy, to never, ever, ever borrow money to buy a vehicle. Now, this goes back when we had 7% interest rates and Jimmy Carter, prime got up to 21%. But watch this. So my wife is going to get her a new Mercedes. We call a new car, it's 2 years old. So she's going to upgrade from whatever she had to this, what I call a new Mercedes, 2 years old. And they offer, get this, 0.019% fixed rate financing for, I don't know, 5 years, 4 years, whatever it was. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So think about this. If you got cash sitting in the bank, and let's say a typical car, maybe $60,000, and I'm just grabbing that number out of the sky. I don't know what we ended up paying for that, but let's say $60,000. Would you want to take $60,000 out of your savings account? Because Mike says, I don't want to ever have a loan on a car or a truck, and take $60,000 out to go buy this vehicle. Now you can't use that $60,000, right? You got a free and clear vehicle, but it goes down in value. Ha! But if I can get it at 0.019% and use their $60,000, I get to keep my $60,000 in the bank. And guess what? In my town, I can go out and buy another house with that. Maybe I can use that to acquire 4, 5, 6 more houses because I can work that money smarter than a 0.019%. So that's a tip. So now's the time to help family members and friends. Tell them about the vehicle question because that puts it in their comfort zone where they might be able to better relate to you. But what you want to do is if somebody needs to sell their house, don't wait till January and February. What if the interest rates go up 2 points? Oh my gosh. Okay. Now is the time for them to seriously take action. Okay, if you know they need to get out of that house for whatever reason, now's the time to sell that one and get the one that they want. Don't focus too much on price on the one that they want because the interest rates are so low, it's not going to matter. So with that, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. And then tomorrow, we're going to do part two, and we're going to deal with new investors. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.